This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
So I don't know the whole story just yet, but according to Breezy, there is a possibility that her girlfriend may have cheated on her this past weekend with an actual coworker.
And I'm looking at said coworker right now.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot going on right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well. Well, I'll explain it.
Go ahead, break it down real quick.
So, we obviously had the 15th annual bachelor auction on Saturday. It went swimmingly. We'll get those final numbers here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Very excited for that. And we crushed, obviously.
Thanks to the help of you guys.
We had a lot of support.
Thank you very much for the generosity.
And my girlfriend was there. Your best friend
was
there.
I did not touch her. She didn't touch me.
It's not true. I was actually right there. So.
It's so ridiculous.
Call a spade a spade.
Right.
I'm like, you know, we're in the back room. It was a lovely green room. Best one I've probably ever seen. And you know, Moose is very, what's the word, cultured when it comes to greetings. I mean, it's maybe the Italian in you. There's always a kiss or seven on the cheek.
Don't paint this picture of me. I've already had this conversation and people are very aware. I grew up in the family that hugs and kisses and shows affection.
Mm-hmm.
Has it gotten me in trouble?
Is it getting you in trouble right now? Yes.
Well, I disagree with that because
Absolutely. It's
harmless. It's not like I'm going and putting my tongue in somebody's mouth. It's just the Italian thing to do out of respect. Hey, how you doing? But I only do it the people I'm typically closest with, not strangers.
So what happened was we're in the back room and my girlfriend goes up to greet Moose,
right,
or maybe say goodbye. I'm not sure which one it was.
Well, I hadn't seen her yet, so she came and said
hello. Oh, so maybe it was after. And she is not fully aware of the greeting that you do most of the time.
Okay.
So she was like bobbing, weaving in and out, and she ended up just like putting she ended up kissing your cheek, like making out with your cheek. And she's been spiraling about it ever since.
Right.
She's like, so I accosted Moose, essentially, sexually.
Right.
And I've been freaking out about it. I didn't know we were kissing. I didn't know what was going on.
Right.
And you tried to go side to side. She didn't bob and weave.
I never do a side to side.
And now her tongue's on your cheek.
For the record, I never do a side to side kiss. I pick one cheek, I stick with it.
Well, then the cheek you picked, she was not ready for.
I'm Italian. I'm not that Italian. I don't do a double cheek. You must be out of your mind.
She's been spiraling.
I haven't thought about it once.
Ever since. And I think that is a deeper conversation, right? I feel like we all find ourselves in these situations where we do something that's super questionable to us and we internalize it and panic about it and nobody else ever thinks about it ever again.
Hello, PXY.
Hello?
I haven't thought about this once.
Well, this is my girlfriend, for people who are unaware.
I've been thinking about it ever since it happened, multiple times a day.
Why don't you break down...
Yeah, can you explain?
What exactly happened, because as you
well,
know.
It's not that big of a deal, so maybe we should just drop it.
No, we probably should. We're already talking about it.
You started it. We're going to finish it.
Period.
I didn't start it. Breezy brought it up.
No, you're the one who was like, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I did it.
Yeah, but we didn't need to talk about it on air.
But we already are, so here we are.
Listen, I'm very flattered. I want you to know that I didn't get aroused or anything.
Oh, my God.
And I'm actually insulted.
Respectfully.
She was actually insulted.
No, I'm insulted.
Respectfully. Out of respect for Breezy.
So tell us what happened, because I feel like I'm doing a bad job explaining it.
I didn't even hear you explain it. But, oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we all know Moose is Italian, and the Italian thing is to, like, you know, touch cheeks and make the kissing noise. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know you were just supposed to touch cheeks.
Wait, back up. There's no making kissing noise. What do you think I'm doing? You think I'm going to each cheek?
Mwah,
mwah. I don't do that.
Are we just supposed to touch cheeks? Well, Moose and I went in for the hug. Cheeks were being touched, and I full on pecked him on the cheek. I don't know. I didn't know, like, are you supposed to do that? I don't really know. I panicked.
Yeah, why is that bad, though?
I've never done it before.
She's not used to it.
You've never done it before?
You're my first, Moose. You're.
No, I'm honored. I didn't realize that. How did you say hello to people growing up then, like family members?
No, I usually just said hi.
Sup.
Oh, yeah. See, I can't relate to this.
No physical contact.
Really?
So, yeah.
Do you think that's why maybe you're a little closed off today as an adult?
Oh, this is now turning into a therapy session. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, this is a bigger conversation for everybody.
It's a possibility, but I want you to know, like, what I typically do,
yeah,
especially to the people.
For anybody listening, in case you're meeting them within the next couple of months here.
Okay, what I do is I'll pick a cheek and I decide that before I actually go in for the hug, whether it's the right or left, whatever I'm more comfortable with.
Should you?
It's typically their right cheek. So I go in, I give a hug, a quick peck on the cheek. Hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. It's never sexual. It's just out of respect. And I was taught to do that growing up time and time again. If I didn't do it, it was disrespectful. For the people like you who aren't used to it, yeah, it might come off a little bit weird, but that's not my problem.
No. I didn't think you were weird for doing it. I thought I was weird for doing it back.
Yeah, but I want you to know I forgive you.
Oh, thank you. All is well here. Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Until we meet again, McKen. Okay. All right. I'm glad we got that handled.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out what I would call a film that's fun for the whole family.
I wouldn't call it that.
2003 hit Monster, the true story about one of the first female serial killers. Starring,
I can't believe that this was a true story.
Oh, yeah. Charlize Theron and Bruce Dern. Before we get to Breezy's review, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the film yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater. Then why are you a hooker?
I'm not a hooker. See, I don't have sex with men. I used to, but usually it was against my will. I was only 8. And he was really good friends with my dad. So I go to my dad and I tell him what's going on. My dad don't freaking believe me. So his friends keep raping me for years. My dad freaking beats me up for it. This is really dark.
I think I'm going to go.
Man, where do you think you're going?
Listen, I feel sorry for you and what happened. I do. But if you need a ride, you better come on.
See, I don't need a ride, man.
Pulls out gun.
Hey, come on now. Put that gun down. What do you think you're doing?
Yeah, I don't need a ride. Cause I'm taking your car. Pew, pew, pew.
No, please, no.
That's what you get for being a stupid man who cheats on his wife.
Cut. Okay, can I just say wholeheartedly, that's the worst acting you've ever done. You're in the
barely read it. Barely.
You're knees deep in a very heartfelt monologue about the pain and trauma you faced as a child, and you're just reading it like you're reading a Dr. Seuss book.
The fact that you said this was a family fun film for the whole family is crazy. Not at all.
All right. For those of you who don't know, shortly after moving to Florida, long
time. Of course this took place in Florida.
Longtime prostitute Eileen Warnos, Charlize Theron, meets young and reserved Selby Wall, Christina Ricci, and a romance blossoms between the two. When John attempts to brutalize Eileen, she kills him and resolves to give up prostitution. But supporting herself and her new girlfriend through legitimate means proves extremely difficult. And then she has to fall back on her old ways, which is prostitution, and then killing all these men that she slept with. Rotten Tomatoes scored this about 82%.
Very high.
I think it should have been higher.
Too high.
Too high.
All right, this was a beautiful Christmas Eve release in 2003.
2003. Breezy, yeah. Did this movie hold up, yes or no? There's one right answer here. Just say it.
I'm going to say no.
That's not the answer.
Actually, I changed my mind. I'm going to say yes. I feel like this could happen in Florida.
It did happen.
Especially with the don't say gay law that they have put in place now.
It could happen.
I would be angry too.
No, it did happen. All right, let's get right into it. So, yes, the movie held up.
Can I just say one thing? I just feel like this entire movie was shot on an Obama phone, and it was really distracting to watch how horrible quality it was.
It was shot on a what phone?
An Obama phone. Like the flip phones that he gave out when he was president.
I don't know anything.
It's like a track phone, essentially.
Sure, yeah.
Right. So it was really distracting, horrible quality, and...
Sorry you didn't like the cinematography.
It was really not great. And not to mention, I just feel like Eileen, what was her name?
Eileen.
She was very angry.
She was always swearing,
always screaming. Wasn't for me.
Her transformation, though, is scary good because obviously in person, Charlize Theron is a beautiful actress. But when they transformed her into this character... They look identical. She looks like the real person, the real Eileen. Who was your favorite character in the film?
I loved the girlfriend.
Did you?
Yeah. Even though Lee swore up and down she wasn't gay.
Right.
She was.
Least favorite character?
Hated her. Hated the main character.
You hated Eileen.
I did. She needs therapy.
We're past that.
Okay.
What was your favorite scene in the movie Monster?
There wasn't a lot of great ones to choose from, if I'm being honest. They lived in an absolute dump.
It's a two-hour film. Pick one.
Yeah. I'm not going to say our scene was my favorite. I think why I liked it was because it humbled me, because I was like, I really screwed this scene up big time.
Big time.
My least favorite scene was when she was screaming at her girlfriend for taking the car.
Mm-hmm.
And she was cleaning up everything. She was stress cleaning. She just killed like 75 guys.
Right.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stress that comes with murder.
Also, like, as the girlfriend, how do you put up with that?
Yeah, I can imagine you'd feel like you're walking on eggshells a lot.
Yeah, very angry.
What was the best throwback moment of the film?
Well, like I said, the way it was shot and then where they were living at the time was, I hope and pray that those types of, houses don't exist anymore, or apartments, I should say.
Right.
Really out of date.
So going back to this film, I know it took place in 2003, but if there was one message you took away from watching this, what is it?
Get help early, kids.
All righty. That's,
if you or someone you know is experiencing some sort of trauma, therapy is an amazing option.
Out of 5 popcorn buckets, Breezy, what are you giving the 2003 hit Monster that's fun for the whole family?
I respect the fact that you dug deep for the LGBTQ+ connection, but just couldn't carry it through. I'm giving it a -4.
Come on.
It's horrible.
That is...
It truly couldn't have been worse.
Wait, that is... It's such a good film, and it's based off of true events.
Family not to fun mention, for the whole family.
Wasn't she nominated for an Oscar for this role, too, by the way? Pretty sure she was.
I didn't
see
that.
A negative four? How are you comparing this to the score that you gave A Walk to Remember? You're still pissed there was no walk
there
in the movie?
There was no walk. I didn't remember one walk. So, anyways, she's just... She's not my kind of girl, so...
Oh, great. You're
couldn't relate to the character.
You're not really into dating serial killers, huh?
Except for the fact that she was a lesbian. That was the only thing we had in common.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Do you guys want to know why a majority of people in this country are considered to be overweight? It's because nobody can afford to eat healthy anymore. That's why. Including myself. Especially shopping at Wegmans. Oh, it's tearing me apart inside.
Yeah.
You should see my checking account.
Well, let's go back. Let's go. I mean, the eating and the healthcare goes hand in hand. So.
I would recommend shopping at the farmer's market. The amount of money you can save there. So, yes, it is possible to eat healthy and save a couple of bucks.
Right.
But when you're trying to purposely shop organic, just because a majority of the foods that we're eating today are poisoning us,
and why
you're going to have to pay more money for that.
And why are you eating healthy? What's going on inside?
I'm just trying to get in the best shape of my life.
Well, what's going on medically with you?
Well, I suffer from high cholesterol.
Correct.
And that's all I got.
There's a lot of labs that need to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And... We were talking off air about
here's the thing, you guys. I went and got my blood drawn, okay? All of a sudden, I get a bill that comes
a
back.
A very basic
thing. It's just blood work.
Thing
my doctor's like, go get your labs done. No problem. I'm going to the same place I always go. And I get a bill in the mail for $900. I'm like, to get my...
$900?
Just to get blood work. Simple blood work. That's it. I lost my mind. Okay.
So Moose is like, I'm disputing this. I'm like, it's not like a parking ticket. I don't think you can like.
Oh, yeah. No, I could dispute it.
Can you, though?
I don't understand how insurance even works. Are there certain urgent
cares? And that's how they get you.
Are there certain places I can go and can't go? I mean, isn't urgent care U of R all the same?
It's like
I don't know.
In network, out of network. But
I don't know what any of it means.
I don't know what any of it means either. And I think one of the things that I feel our society failed us at getting us ready to go be in the real world and live a real job or like a real life with a real job and a real paycheck is they should be teaching courses on how, I don't know, taxes work, health insurance works, 401ks work.
I believe some schools are starting to do that. Like, hey, here's how you deal with stocks. Here's how you balance a checkbook. But it is really expensive to stay healthy in it's not to anybody's surprise that there's so many people who are unhealthy because they just can't afford to go to a doctor.
Right.
They can't afford any of the medical bills. So it's easier to just and cheaper to put it off.
I know people who would be like dying on the street, crack their head open, like don't call an ambulance. Can't afford it.
Well, same.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I think the minimum ambulance ride is like $2,000 or something like that, which is insane.
It's like $3,500.
And then your insurance is like, well, it wasn't on a Sunday, so we can't cover it. It's like, what? I don't know. It's frustrating and it's hard because you get these deductibles out of your paycheck. Like your company or whoever deducts out of your paycheck every month and you're paying for insurance and you have all these health benefits and then you go to the doctor to use it and they're like, oh, so I'm on my chart right now, and I was trying to tell Moose, like, hey, go look on my chart and see, like, your bills and such things of that nature, because mine's all laid out in front of me. I'm looking at my bill summary. So I owe $600 for going to see my PCP and also getting lab work done.
Yeah.
I owe $3,000 on a surgery that I had back in 2023.
You know, I had this conversation yesterday with my parents, but just out of curiosity, 585-252-9800, if you're willing to share, how much money do some of you pay in insurance each month? I have a friend that does $1,800 a month, him and his wife.
That's insane.
$1,800 a month, especially now that they had a kid. I get that that's important, but that doesn't seem That seems oddly high.
That's literally a mortgage.
Seems oddly high.
That's literally a mortgage. So, what's going on? And then I'm like, well, you know, when you get a spouse and you become married, you have to pay more, right?
Well, and not unless somebody has a really good plan.
Right.
So, if your significant other has great benefits and great insurance, you know, don't jump ship. But I guess I'm just wondering, is there a way to dispute this when you get in the bill in the mail and you're looking at it and it's a medical bill? Like, how do you go about disputing that? How can you say I'm not paying for it?
I honestly feel like you're just making that up. I don't think you can dispute something that you got.
Yeah, of course you can.
How?
You just tell them you're not going to pay it.
I don't think that's how that works.
You know, you can get away with a lot by just not doing it. How do you think I got out of jury duty so many years?
You're just like, I'm not doing. Well, didn't your dad like flip out on you because you refused to pay a medical bill? And he's like, we didn't raise you like that, son.
Well, that was my mom.
Oh, yeah. Same.
That was last year. I was like, I'm just not going to pay it. We didn't raise you like this.
No, they're
like, all right, Clint, this is very dramatic.
Very dramatic.
But I just wanted to know, like, if for getting blood drawn and then getting charged $900, that is criminal. It's criminal.
So my surgery, let's play full transparency game here. My surgery was just a little under $17,000. My insurance covered $12,000, and I have to pay $2,200.
Yeah. That's just how it goes. Who is this?
Yeah, James, that's so tough.
James says, me and my wife, we have diabetes and have a couple of medical issues, which is why we have to pay higher than most people at $1,300 a month. I don't know how people can afford to have health insurance anymore. I don't know.
I don't either.
I have friends who are nurses and their benefits suck. Figure that one out.
If you work in healthcare,
your
benefits for working in healthcare are horrid.
Here's what I don't understand.
Like, wait, what?
There are many people who do jobs they hate just because of the benefits.
We talked about that like a couple weeks ago.
Like a week ago. Yeah. They'll do a job they hate just for the benefits because people today, like myself, are getting billed for simple blood work.
Okay, so this person says, Moose, you can call the number on the bill and ask them to recheck the insurance amount, but there's no way that you can just like get out of it.
I went for blood. You know what the breakdown was? It says emergency room, $350. What does that mean?
Yeah, huh?
I went into urgent care off Monroe Ave. Like,
well,
the U of R.
It's not. They do consider that an emergency room because it's like an urgent care. Because like,
I don't know.
Why would you? Why do you go to an urgent care for blood work?
Where am I going?
The labs.
That's considered
okay,
a lab.
Okay, so that's honestly on you.
No, that's considered a lab, though. I went in there for blood work. That's where I was sent.
The urgent care? Urgent care is like, come right now. I need immediate help right now.
No, I don't know if it was urgent care or not then. But it's the one I go to typically for blood work. And last time I went there for the same thing, I wasn't charged that high. Why
does it
say
wrong?
It says emergency room 350. Oh, okay.
Not you blacking out on Saturday and going to the hospital and not remembering it and getting billed.
Okay, so I'm in Monroe Ave next to Max Chop House, Steakhouse, whatever it is. What is that? Does anybody know what that place is? Is that an urgent care or is that a U of R?
Max Chop House?
Yeah, I'm in Monroe Ave right
there.
Hold
on, I'm looking it up.
This is also very frustrating. This is why I'm working my ass off at the gym
and eating that's it says
fish and sucking down creatine all week.
It says it's just you are strong labs.
Yeah, that's where I went for my labs.
So that's not an emergency room, and you need to call them and tell them to fix the price.
I guess I'm gonna
wait. Now I want to go to Max Chop House. Never been.
Oh, it's great.
Oh yeah, now you're booking an appointment.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.